NASA and NMU officials have already brought equipment out to the island, which is 12 miles north of Marquette in Lake Superior. John Lenters is a research associate at NMU. He says the island will be used to measure short and long wave radiation at different levels in the atmosphere.
Both of those provide energy to the Earth's surface and are important for things like photosynthesis and plants, evaporation from water and from the soils, and it basically drives our weather and climate.
Lenters says NASA satellites monitor the data, but ground locations are needed to confirm the findings. He says the island was chosen because it's far enough out in the lake that there won't be a lot of clutter for satellite images. Lenters says NASA has been collecting satellite data on radiation for more than 30 years, so their land base on Granite Island could be a long-term project. He says, among other things, the data could be important for understanding climate change. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.